There is seemingly no limit to the problems, as one connects with the other, and all are intertwined, as if brought about by some mind that is far above a human intellect. All of this is true. The problems, although planted in human hearts, have their true roots in the demonic intelligence who inspires everything, big and small, personal or collective. All fits together and easily responds to human solutions that only exacerbate the problems and multiply them. Such is the force that now confronts mankind. This power has always been operative, always destroying, killing, confusing and disturbing. This moment, however, is the hour which Jesus spoke about so often. The hour took place in Jerusalem and was seemingly Satan's hour when he killed the Lord of glory. So, all the events will again lead up to Jerusalem and another confrontation. This time between Satan and the Holy Father. In this hour, death again will result, the death of the Holy Father and many others. The Fatima vision will be fulfilled. This hour of seeming defeat will release the greatest blessings, just as did Jesus' death. What about the time until that hour? All the blessings for the world and the church are contained in the Fatima gift. In 1917, I foresaw the next 100 years. I foresaw the two roads, the road of Fatima and the road without Fatima. The church has chosen to walk away from Fatima and to choose its own road. How urgent to return. The Fatima blessings do not wait until the consecration of Russia. Every Catholic must go to Fatima now in their hearts, in their reading, and some should travel there. The more the people go to Fatima, the quicker the consecration will take place. All is urgency.